Hi, hi, and welcome back to Shift Talking. I'm Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. This is your weekly Shift RX, where we take one powerful truth and break it down in under 10 minutes. Before I share what we are going to be talking about today, I want to remind you, if you haven't listened to the solo from this last Sunday, episode 37, I highly suggest you do because these things might be taken out of context if you don't. Also, if you didn't and you don't care to, I do want to let you know that these are all rooted around motherhood because, of course, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. And along with the celebrating of you and of her, I also find it to be incredibly important to shine a light on the challenges of motherhood. And that's what we're celebrating too. We're celebrating our ability to move through it and find a new way to live within it, rather than just getting buried underneath it. Shift Talking is all about accepting multiple truths, and this one is no different. Today, we are going to be talking, Shift, about how motherhood doesn't fix you, it exposes you. Because a lot of us were sold the idea that having kids would make us whole, that it would give us clarity, purpose, identity. And here's what actually happens. It puts everything under a microscope. And if you weren't rooted in who you were before, becoming a parent can feel like losing the little grip you had. So contrary to what people might think, becoming a parent doesn't magically heal your trauma. It doesn't resolve your insecurities. It doesn't erase your self-doubt or settle your identity crisis. It reveals all of it, loudly. You'll find yourself reacting in ways that don't feel aligned. You'll be triggered by your child's emotions because you were either never allowed to have your own or you don't know what to do with them. You'll snap at your partner, friends, family, coworker, not because you're angry, but because you're feeling unseen. This rule will press every bruise you thought you had already healed. And if you haven't had the space or the tools to process who you are at your core, motherhood will pull you into a full-blown identity reckoning. And let's be clear, you're not more lost now because you've done something wrong. You're more awake now, more exposed, more emotionally raw, more aware of every crack in the foundation that it seems like you see and no one else does. That disorientation and that sense of floating around in your own life is what happens when the framework you once used to define yourself is no longer holding up. You're rebuilding, and rebuilding is messy, especially when you don't get breaks, feedback, or time to reflect. You are not just parenting your kid. As foofy as it sounds, you're re-parenting yourself on very little sleep, with no script, while everyone still expects you to show up, smile, and say how grateful you are. The antidote to lost is self-definition. So what do we do with that feeling of being lost, right? You stop trying to go back to who you were. She's not your blueprint. She is your origin story. Now you get to ask, what do I actually want? What parts of me feel most alive? Who am I becoming? Not just in spite of parenting, but through it. And listen, this doesn't require a whole life overhaul. We start small. You pick a playlist that feels like you. You say no to something just because you fucking want to. Eat the damn snack you hid from your kids and enjoy every bite. Sit in it. Live in it. Don't dissociate and shove it down. You write three words you want to feel this week and one tiny action for each. An example, I want to feel more accomplished, like I can do things. Okay, I will start my day by making my bed in the morning. I will wipe down the counter of the bathroom after I brush my teeth. I will wash my face with water. I will put on mascara. I will put the laundry in the bin instead of next to it. It doesn't have to be this massive epic shift. It's just little things to get you started. And they're not just little habits. These are micro acts of reclamation of who you are becoming. And this is why the parental shift exists and why I live and breathe this program. It's not to teach you how to parent better, but to help you stop abandoning yourself inside the role of parent. So let's run through the shift lens really quick. S, who are you without the titles? What's one thing you loved about yourself before kids that you want to reconnect with? Our H is healing. What do you need to forgive yourself for? What guilt have you been holding on to for not loving this role the way that you were, quote unquote, supposed to? Our I, our innovation. What's one way you can start redefining motherhood on your terms? not just surviving, but creating a version that fits. You can even just sketch her out. You don't have to have it fully in mind just to get started. Our F is for fortitude. What would it feel like to trust that you can keep showing up for yourself, even if you're still figuring yourself out along the way? Those are going to be those micro acts that build this ability that you know you have. You just forgot what it feels like to show up for yourself. Our T is transformation. It's not about going back. It's about meeting the next version of you, the one who gets to mother herself too. So if you've been feeling like something's wrong with you because motherhood didn't fix you, please hear me. Nothing's wrong with you. You are in your rebuild. And the fact that you're noticing it means that it's working. You don't have to wait until your kids are grown to feel like yourself again. You get to start now. Even if all you do is say, I want more than this, and I deserve to find out what that means. That's all it takes. Okay, that is our Shift RX about motherhood not fixing you. It exposes you. That's like the long voice note I would send a friend who was having a tough time in motherhood. These things are real. These challenges are so fucking real, and you are not alone in them. You can have plenty of people around you who love motherhood, who felt defined and felt their identity come alive in it. And it's okay if yours doesn't. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to hate it. You just have to find a way to move through it. And we need support and guidance to do that. Whether you're a single parent or partnered while you parent, the root problems are the same. It is feeling unseen, building up resentment, shoving down anger and disappointment, failing expectations. All of these things we can chalk up to other people, including our husbands, our kids, our partners, our family members, our in-laws. And at the end of the day, it is rooted in you. And I'm sorry to say, and I'm also so excited to say, that it's all on you. I know that there's that feeling that's like, God damn, okay, yet another thing that's on me to figure out. When am I going to have someone else baby bird this shit for me? And they won't. I can try. I can do my best to baby bird you. And you aren't going to get the satisfaction that it is that you know you need if somebody else does it for you. Doing this work, even when you're exhausted, even when you wish somebody would just do it for you, is empowering as fuck. And I am here for your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, and I will see you next time for my chat with therapist Casey Hodes. Bye for now.